Hello everyone, welcome to Disruption Works Chit Chat, talking about chatbots, voice development, and how technology can help overcome challenges and be deployed in your organization.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another exciting edition of Disruption Works Chit Chat with Sean and Steve. Today we're going to be talking about chatbots and basically going through the basics of everything that a chatbot is and how it could be helpful for your organization as well as your customers. Now, to give everyone a basic explanation of what a chatbot is, and sometimes people refer to these as chat boxes. I get that it's chat and it's within a box, but essentially they're called chatbots. And that phrase is a combination of two terms. Obviously, one is chat, so i.e. conversational, and the other is bot, so basically a robot. And the idea is that this automates conversation between a business and a customer or consumer. Now, chatbots are designed to provide immediate responses to inbound inquiries, and this can cover a plethora of journeys from talking about what services you do, answering FAQs, capturing customer details, etc. And they can be deployed wherever it makes the most sense for you and your customers. So this can be on the website, it could be on your social channels as well, such as WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, Instagram, and so on and so forth. Steve, is there anything you'd like to add in terms of the kind of basic definition of what a chatbot is?
No, I think you pretty much covered it there. It's all about automating that conversation, really. And it's, the chat conversation that's coming into a business. So yeah, that's, you pretty much covered it.
So we've touched on the basics of what it is, but Steve, what are the benefits to a business of deploying a chatbot?
Well, the people are very precious at the moment, but every business or organization gets in a lot of inquiries into the business that are day-to-day ones, or they have very simple process-driven journeys that can be automated. Basically, you're getting a human to be the robot in this particular scenario. So the benefits of having a chatbot are that you can automate quite a lot of those journeys. You know, we see about 70 to 80% of those journeys automated and responded to. So any queries that come into the business, if you promote the chatbot and put it there front and center as a point of contact, then what people will now do is they will use that and start asking the chatbot of queries of what needs to happen next. That makes such a difference to the people that are then trying to deal with complicated queries, because they have more time, so your staff have a lot more space and capacity rather than asking where can I park, or how do I cancel my ticket, or all those kind of day-to-day queries that you have that always come into any business.
So to keep it basic then, Steve, we're saying it's sort of the 24/7 customer service experience, answering simple questions to help save staff time, I guess. And from the customer's perspective, what are the benefits to a customer of using a chatbot?
Well, pretty much the 24/7 that you've just mentioned. So it means that they can contact and have a conversation with the business at the time that suits them. So of course that means they're getting the responses they need, the information they need, 70 or 80% of the time. And then even if the full question can't be asked, they can probably then give all the information that's needed at the time, forget about it, and leave it with the team to pick up when they're in. So the customer has a really nice experience in that whole process, because they either get their question answered, which is fine, or they get they've started the process, they've raised a ticket, they've put a query into that business with all the information that's needed.
Excellent. And let's give a quick example then. So let's assume that I run a restaurant, you're looking to come to my restaurant, but you've got some questions. They're fairly simple, but you couldn't find the answer, or you weren't interested in looking too deep on the website. So let's talk through a quick example. Maybe you weren't sure what to wear, or whether you could just turn up, or let's talk us through a quick scenario, Steve.
Yeah, well, those are kind of typical of this. They're a simple question. So if you're going somewhere that's quite nice, maybe a nice high-end brasserie or something like that, and you want to know whether you can wear trainers to that, then You might have to pick the phone up because that information might not be specifically on the website, or a bit like you said, it can be very deep in the website. So trying to find the information, people just haven't got the patience anymore. So you can ask the chatbot can come back. That's fine. We're more than happy for you to wear trainers, and they can go away. That question's done, finished, answered, and they can then turn up kind of comfortable that they can wear their new trainers. And they can have a good evening without feeling self-conscious. Should I? Shouldn't I? They've asked the question already. But that, crucially, that business has not had to take another phone call. No matter how short that phone call is, it still runs into a few minutes of time to pick it up. Go, how can I help? What do you need to know? I've got a booking. Okay. All those interactions take time out of the call center or the team's time to say, oh, I need to deal with this query. The query, they didn't know anything about it. It was just dealt with.
And are there downstream benefits of a business deploying a chatbot because maybe they provide an excellent customer service experience?
Well, of course there is. I mean, if you're very easy to deal with and you're very easy to use from a customer's perspective, then a customer's going to have a much more positive experience. If it's hard, so if that person, if we take the same example, and that person was trying to find out about the trainers, it's not an important query, but it's a nice experience query. But they couldn't get through because they couldn't go on to, they couldn't get through to the business because the phones were engaged. So they had to try several times before they could. Or they went, oh, I'm going to have to delve through this site. Let's have a look at the terms, you know, dress code. Where's the dress code on here? All those things they're going to have to do. It might not be even been specifically answered, but that's all going to be a pain. And it's just going to be an uncomfortable, oh, I wish I could just find out. And they might just give up and then chance it, or then not wear the, you know, wear some smarter shoes, if you like, that they're just not comfy with, you know.
But you're talking about an example where someone's already made the booking, but they might, yeah, they might be holding off making the booking until they've worked out whether they can wear their comfy trainers or not. So again, yeah, we're trying to use a chatbot to remove these barriers to sale, so to speak. So,
well, we do say that there's a lot of complexities to a lead generation journey, you know, that actually, I think every business understands that there's normally a lot of touch points before somebody books or does something with you. A restaurant, if we keep it on the restaurant journey, then a restaurant does have a few points of call before somebody actually will book a table there. There may be a referral from a friend. It may be a review they've seen in the paper. It may be just that they found them on Google and saw the reviews on Google. You know, all those are touch points. And this is an additional touch point that you can go, right, do you do halal food, or do you have a good vegan menu? And all those types of questions are actually important questions, and they haven't booked yet, like you said. But because they can ask those quickly, they then just continue on to the booking journey. And it might not be the chatbot that does that journey. The chatbot will probably do the signposting of that journey. So that then is the lead generation still, but it's actually, it's promoted a booking because you've had those additional points of contact.
Okay, Steve, give us a snappy, what's the difference between live chat and a chatbot?
Well, live chat is a human agent that's managing the chat, and a chatbot is that it's a bot that's answering the chat. It's that simple.
So essentially, yeah, you still need a human to resource that, the same as you would answering the phone. So you're not really dealing with the queue. You're just moving it somewhere else. And I guess there's some limitations around live chat as well, because maybe you're not going to manage that 24/7.
No, well, it's only going to be resourced as you've got humans to resource it. There is, you know, there's, if you want to hand over because there's a superbly a complex journey in that, then they might need a human agent to put in there. But what happens usually is that all the information is gathered by the chatbot, so that the human agent doesn't have to spend any time doing that gathering. And then if they're then passed through, they have all the information and they can go, okay, I can see what you're trying to do. I've had a little look and here is the answer. and or here is the task done, because I had enough information from the chatbot and I've made my intuitive process to do that. So those are really good kind of mixes of journey. So you do have that. But if you're trying to do just live chat on its own, you pretty much might as well get them to phone up. You know, there's not that much advantage. A little bit, but not a lot.
And it's the same thing as getting an engaged phone. If you go on live chat and no one's there, then it's just a poor experience.
Yeah, okay, we're getting more and more of that as well. So we're seeing that very engaged live chat. So it then becomes just a frustration anyway. So it doesn't really help.
So we've talked a little bit about the basics of chatbot. Steve, how does it work? What's delivering the content?
Well, you've got a programmed conversation flow. So people like ourselves design the conversation flow to make it intuitive, smooth for the customer, either through button-driven journeys or through free text. We tend to do a little bit of both, because usually if button journeys are the ones they're after, they will follow the buttons. People are pretty much that lazy now that they won't even type in a question, you know, so you have both scenarios. But if it isn't there, they can free type. And then that brings back the responses that are programmed into the bot to answer questions. So your FAQs we talked about, you know, can I wear a pair of trainers? That would be understood. So that sentence, can I wear a pair of trainers, would be matched up with a response and answer. And, you know, that those conversation flows are designed very specifically. So one, the answers get there, and two, that they have a way out of those answers as well. So if it isn't the right one, they can ask a question again, or they can be given a menu of options, you know, so they've always got a good flow and conversation route, you know. But that the answers can be text answers, but they can also be media answers, carousels, you know, links to pages. A lot of the answers now are deep linking into the site. We mentioned earlier that there's a lot of content on sites now, and a lot of signposting goes on with a chatbot, because somebody just wants to ask a question that we target to an answer. And the answer could be, oh, here's the page you're after on the website, because this has got the full information.
You know, yeah, a bit of a summary, find out more. It's a summary. If you like more info, click. So, now there's quite a few buzzwords that people think they need to be shopping for when buying a chatbot, and that's artificial intelligence and machine learning. Are those things, do they really exist within chatbot? What's the context in this scenario?
Well, there is some AI is an overused term, I think, and AI is broken down into lots of different areas, but machine learning is one of the big portions of AI, and basically it's a lot of data learning what the pattern is behind it, and that's basically it. And the computer starts to understand a pattern, and then it gives answers based on those patterns. So it's a really, really powerful element of AI, but AI is a much more intuitive route that provides a lot more information on computer vision and investigation of sentiment and things like that. Now we do use some of that within the bots, so sentiment recognition, we do machine learning based on phrases, but there's not AI as such. The problem with AI is it does have to learn, so it has to have a tremendous amount of data in the background. Now, the voice bots that we do are different. We use natural language understanding in there to understand what's been said, so speech to text. But because it's a chatbot, we don't need that layer, because we're already getting text. So the text then is pretty well driven. To be honest with you, there is a text to speech element within the chatbot that's used very little, but we don't necessarily worry too much about that. But AI chatbots as such, that is very much a buzzword, and it's not really a thing in a lot of regard, and not a useful thing for businesses that have to have the right answers on day one. You know,
it's a long learn.
Yeah, well, you think it'll give wrong answers for a while until he gets the right answers. Now, that's okay if you can do it in a research environment, but it's not okay if you're trying to answer questions like, can I wear trainers? And then it goes, yes, you can book a table for tonight, you know, because he doesn't know yet.
So we touched on the fact that they're the businesses, I guess, like ours, that will build all this stuff on behalf of their clients. What are the other options, Steve, for people to get started with a chatbot?
Well, there are a lot of platforms out there so that people can give it a go themselves. They're very cost effective in a lot of regard because they are, cost effective in the way that, you know, there is, it's a cheap starting point, but it's, but the problem is you've got to value your time and whether you have the expertise in here. I was saying earlier about conversation flow, and that's an important part of the design. And we've made some serious, you know, some mistakes through the period of building chatbots over the last 2-3 years, that we've started to realize what the good patterns are, what works best, what kind of mix of buttons and free text journeys should be in there, how to identify which ones are the top journeys that should be presented, and how then to use platforms the best to present a really nice, very natural conversational flow. That takes time to get to that point. And we've already had people coming into us to say, no, we should try to use a platform that costs us, you know, £100 a month or something. So it was cheap and cheerful, but we hemorrhaged time. We lost so much time in this process that it just didn't work. And we didn't get anything in the end of it, you know, nothing that we could publish because it just didn't work, you know. And that's the point. I think those are the options, is that you can do that build yourself. But the problem is that you'll very quickly become unstuck, because it's not a website. It's something else. And that difference is there aren't enough people that know that kind of have that knowledge yet. We are doing this, and this is what we do. So from a specialist perspective, we build stuff from day one that works. And I think that's the crucial option to consider.
That this is not a website, which is true, but are there chatbots out there that just purely scrape your website? So i.e. they do a Google search, let's say, within your own website and go, can I wear trainers? I think this is the answer. And it's always going to be, I think this is the answer, and then a link to the page or...
Yeah, there's a certain amount of those. There's a certain amount of knowledge-based ones. The scraping ones, they're kind of there a little bit. Google does a better option, and Microsoft do a better option of adding knowledge base information in there, so you can actually have documentation and article based content, and that starts using some of that machine learning we were talking about earlier to pick out the right answers. But they're harder to set up. They're not they're not simple things to go and deploy. And also, it's not very conversational. It's a very one-dimensional process. You've got to remember that the FAQ part that we've kind of talked about, just for simplicity's sake, is only part of what we would normally design. There's also a lot of processes that we start to automate when we get the conversation with our clients. What we go is, well, what part of that conversation do you actually need to do? You know, there's a process that people are coming into you for. It might be a booking, or it might be a query of a certain type. What do you want? We can automate that. Is that useful to you? Would that take a lot of pressure away from the team? So those are the additional bits. So the scraping thing is a great idea from the surface, but it's very one dimensional. And it doesn't do the big enough job.
So who can we buy chatbots from?
Well, I mentioned there's some of the big vendors. So Google, Microsoft is probably a complicated one. There are a few other vendors like Chatfuel and people like that out there. So there are a few about. But you're usually given a blank platform. You know, Google's Dialogflow is a big platform, and it's a very, very powerful tool. But I feel that you could open it up and have a look at it and go, oh, I don't even know where to start here, you know, and that would be then a complication in its own right. You know, there's so many layers to these platforms now that it can cause you a problem, you know.
Good stuff. All right. Well, I hope everyone found that useful as a nice starting point around what chatbots are and some of the basics. If you have any questions, do feel free to get in touch. And if you'd like a more in-depth chat with us around what opportunities there are for your organization for having a chatbot, then again, just get in touch and we'll be happy to help. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay, so thanks everyone for joining us on the Disruption Works podcast. If you'd like to find any of the previous episodes or series, then just search Disruption Works Chit Chat on your favourite podcast platform. Next week, we'll be talking about chatbots, voice development and everything in between. So I hope you can join us then.